Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Sometimes an interview on the show requires a long and elaborate introduction to set up the topic and explain why we're addressing it on State of Belief Radio, but not this one. Once you hear the title of Jana Reese's new book, I think you'll understand why she's with us this week. Are you ready? Flunking Sainthood, A Year of Breaking the Sabbath, Forgetting to Pray, and Still Loving My Neighbor. Yeah, I think in this rare instance, you can judge a book by its cover. And I want you to meet the author. Dr. Reese, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Reese, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much.
What in the world moved you to write this insightful but also entertaining book? And I guess maybe before that, what moved you to try for sainthood in the first place?
Well, thank you for the compliment about the book. That is very kind. I think that I should tell you that I did not intend to set out to write a book about failure. I intended to write a book about reading spiritual classics and trying to do different spiritual practices. I didn't really think that I would fail at everything. So I tried 12 different spiritual practices, and to one degree or another, I failed at all of them.
Ah. What did you find to be the most difficult of those practices in your quest for sainthood?
Well, I was very surprised to find that the most difficult practice for me was gratitude. I had thought that gratitude would be one of the easiest things. I call it the expected bunny course in the book. And part of my practice that month was to write a letter every day to someone whose life had meant something very significant for me or who had done me a wonderful favor. And then also to keep a gratitude journal and just write 5 things every day that I was grateful for. And I did those things, but I realized how difficult it is to sustain gratitude over time. And, you know, as we're all about to sit down for Thanksgiving dinner and all of that, this is on my mind quite a bit, that gratitude every day is such an important practice for everyone, and yet it's also surprisingly hard to do.
Well, I'm curious. I was going to ask you the question if there was a particular one of these 12 spiritual practices you attempted that was especially valuable to you, whether in success or otherwise, was that gratitude or was that something else?
You know, my favorite of the practices was in June. I tried one practice called centering prayer, which is a really deep contemplative practice, and boy, it did not go well for me. I found out I have monkey mind. You know, I'm always thinking, what do I need from the grocery store? It's hard for me to sit down and just meditate. And I think a lot of people are probably like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the only one of the practices that I gave up midway through the month. And I was looking for another prayer practice that I could incorporate into my life and hit upon the Jesus Prayer, which is a prayer that comes from Eastern Orthodoxy. It is only 12 words long. And I figured, hey, even I can do 12 words. And so I would find ways to incorporate that prayer into my daily life. And it's one of the only practices that I'm still doing 2 years after this experiment.
You know, I've always heard, and you may very well have come across this as well, I've always heard that a real saint is the person who lives with someone who thinks he's one.
That's excellent. That is great. And it's probably very true.
So,
my husband is a saint, but he doesn't think he is. So that's
All right. Well, then that's different. Jan, what did you learn about yourself during this process?
Well, I learned that failure is just as important a part of the authentic spiritual journey as any kind of success. You know, humility and gratitude, these are values that we need. And listening, you know, listening to what is happening to us, listening to the people around us and to their needs, those are the things that are lasting and significant. At the end of this process, you know, I spent 2009 doing these spiritual practices and most of 2010 writing the book. And after I had turned in the manuscript for the book, I got a very unexpected phone call from Alabama that the father I had not seen or heard from in 26 years was dying in a hospital. and I was listed as his only next of kin. So that completely unexpected experience changed my perspective on the spiritual practices that I thought had been such failures. Because from somewhere, I was able to pull up the ability to forgive him. And I don't know that I would have been able to do that without some of these practices, such as the Jesus Prayer or regularly saying the Lord's Prayer, reminding myself, you know, forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Saying that every day changes a person, you know, reminding me that it's not my job to judge others, even those who have hurt me.
We could talk the rest of the afternoon about that, but my producer just fell out of his chair when I said that. The truth is, though, that there is something about the discipline in spirituality that even if you don't think it's nurturing you, it is in a way. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. And I think that the beauty of spiritual practice is that it forges you almost unawares. You know, the main idea is that you show up. The main thing is that you continue trying, even when maybe you're in a dry spell, or even when it feels like God is very distant, it's still important to try to maintain those connections.
I tell you what, anybody that cites the classic religious literature that you cite and also has such a great sense of humor has to be a very spiritual person.
Well, thank you. Humor is such an important part of the spiritual life. You know, I could not be on this journey without humor about my own failures, about religion in general. You know, it's so important that we maintain that ability to laugh at ourselves.
Jana Reese is the author of the new book, Flunking Sainthood. Every one of us ought to identify with that title, A Year of Breaking the Sabbath, Forgetting to Pray, and Still Loving My Neighbor. I've got a son that would say, I love all of those things. It's available from Paraclete Press. Dr. Reese, thank you so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.